Does everybody know what time it is? That's right. Bin for Tools is proud to present Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Crowd, and a happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I am Tim the Toolman Taylor, and of course you all know my assistant, Al Borland.
Thank you. Well, Thursday is Thanksgiving, a day when a man can enjoy the companionship of friends and family.
Yeah, yeah, yada, 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 yada. But to a man, Thanksgiving means two things: really sharp knives and carving up that bird. Am I right?
That's right. Today, Tim and I, we'll introduce our first annual Tool Time turkey carving race.
That's right. It's the Butterball 500. In the starting grid with us today, we have two of the fastest men on the planet. Let's give a warm Tool Time welcome to our special guest, Michael and Mario Andretti.
The line, Michael.
You squeeze me, Dad.
Michael and Mario are in town for a tribute to late Jim Chapman, a great racing icon. Okay, guys, you all set?
All set.
Well, you guys may know Indy cars, but nobody can beat my bird.
Right, Al. Look at this baby, a 20-pound Tom Turkey. Free range, butter injected.
We'll see about that. Calling today's turkey race is IndyCar announcer Jack Arute.
All right.
Okay, gentlemen. Ready? Start your turkeys. Michael Andretti is in the poultry position, but look, Mario's already got a wing off. Al's not doing bad with his bird, and Tim is the slowest turkey carver I've ever seen. Look at the way Michael Andretti attacks that thigh. Mario's no slouch with a drumstick. And look, Al's already down to the white meat. Folks, Tim is already out of contention.
Wilson gave that to us for Thanksgiving. It's a homemade eel pie.
Eel pie?
Yeah, it's a traditional pilgrim thing, which explains why there are no more pilgrims.
Wilson's not coming this year. Why don't we throw it out?
Oh, I can't do that. Wilson put his heart and soul and half his aquarium in it.
Hey, Mom, remember, I'm working down at the soup kitchen on Wednesday. They also want me to work Thanksgiving. Is that okay?
Sure, sure. I think it's great that you're giving your time. It means that our family values have rubbed off on you.
What do you mean?
Well, your father and I have always taught you that holidays are about sharing and putting other people first.
Hey, honey, look what we got. The last turkey they had, the biggest one. It's all mine, mine, mine.
I tell you, the holidays come quicker every year.
Yeah, I know. I just got over July 4th. It's already Thanksgiving.
Oh! Oh,
that was fast. Now it's Christmas.
Sorry, Al.
Tim?
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, little brother. Sorry about not coming over for dinner, huh?
Ah, yeah, yeah. What are you going to do? You,
You starting the lighting contest a little early?
Well, my strategy this year is to intimidate Doc Johnson, okay?
What are you gonna do, stick a reindeer head in his bed?
What a bad idea. All right, Harry, what kind of transformer will I get this to light up, like, real bright?
Well, you only need a 50 volt, but knowing you...
Yeah?
You'll want the 1,000 volts.
So, Tim, what time do you want me and Eileen to come over for Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, dinner's at 3, so why don't you guys show up 6:30?
Oh, yeah, you know what? That reminds me, Benny's looking for you. He's waiting for his Thanksgiving invite.
Well, I don't know how to tell him this, but he's not getting invited this year.
You're not inviting Benny? How come?
Well, why is it my turn every year? Last year he ate 12 pounds of turkey, he drank out of the gravy boat, and he starts bobbing for marshmallows and the sweet potatoes.
You did the same thing?
My house.
Hey, here comes Benny.
What am I going to say? What am I
Hey, Benny, how you doing? Hey, what do you got there?
I was a little hungry, and it was sample day at the supermarket. Care for an imitation crepe puff?
No, I'm allergic. I get imitation hives.
Hey, Tim. Tim.
Hey, Benny, didn't see you.
Just occurred to me, Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's falling on a Thursday this year?
Yes. And according to my social calendar, I have an opening. Would you like me to grace your abode with my presence?
I would love you to grace my abode with your presence, but this year we've decided to go with family.
I understand. What's everybody else doing?
I'm going to the in-laws.
Dining with my wife's evil twin.
What about you, Al? Where are you going?
Well, I am... Actually, I'm... I'm not eating.
You were invited to Tim's, weren't you?
Tim's? No, I was not.
So all of a sudden, Al's family? I get the picture and I'm not in it.
Benny, listen to me.
You don't want my company, it's your loss. I'm not gonna beg. I don't need anything from anybody. Well, you were my friend.
Mom, what should we do with these old clothes?
Put them in the box. Your dad's gonna take that when he picks up Randy at the soup kitchen.
Great. Hey, this is Dad's favorite sweater. Why are you giving it away?
That's why I'm giving it away.
Well, haven't the needy suffered enough?
Just put it at the bottom of the box. They'll never miss it.
Mm-hmm. I got Rudolph up on the roof. As soon as I light up that schnoz, we will see it all the way to Akron.
Tim?
Yeah?
It's time to pick up Randy at the soup kitchen.
Ooh, I'm away.
Oh, and Tick Wilson's eel pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't forget the box of clothes.
Clothes? Didn't work last year. It's not gonna work this year.
How are you this fine evening, sir?
Just serve it up, soup boy.
All right. My pleasure, and if you want anything with that, see Cracker Boy.
Hey, Randy. You ready to go?
Yeah. Hey, Joe, my ride's here.
Well, thanks a lot for all your help today.
Joe, brought a little donation of my own, some clothes from home, and a fresh pilgrim specialty, eel pie. Right from the aquarium.
Nobody's gonna eat that.
Well, come on, you serve it. They will come.
If I serve it, they will barf.
Come on, Randy, parked out back.
Hi, Benny.
Dad, it's Benny.
How you doing today?
Not so good, Nick. Looks like I'm gonna be here on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Get up.
You know him?
Yeah. What's he doing in the soup kitchen?
I don't know, but he must really be down on his luck. He's been coming in here quite a bit recently.
I don't want him to see us. He'll feel terrible, okay?
Daddy's eating the eel pie.
Now he's really going to feel terrible.
Hi, Benny, it's Tim. I'm not sure that you're still living at this house, but if you are and you get this message, call me back, and you can call back whatever time you want. Thanks, bye. Sure, it's easy to be happy when you're made out of wood.
Boy, oh, I feel a little stiff.
Hey, Dad, what gives? We woke up this morning and we're all made of wood.
Randy, let's not get hung up on how we look. There are more important things to think about during the holidays.
Like your lighting contest?
Nope. I'm through putting Christmas lights on this house. I'm giving all the holiday lights to the homeless.
And where exactly are the homeless going to hang them?
Good point. We'll give them the house, too. Let's start with the kitchen. Come on!
What's on? Lighter than this. Oh, here you go.
Woo! Boys, look at your rooms and put them in the box.
But where are we going to live?
You people have got to stop thinking about yourselves.
Tim, you've changed. Mm-hmm. You're caring, giving, you're loving. And you've got a termite coming out of your ear.
Have a little compassion. Even the lowliest creature needs a friend. Wood neighbor, what are you doing?
Well, I'm donating my half of the fence to the fenceless.
Why, Tim, I never realized you had such a heart of gold.
Well, it reminds me. This could help fill the dental needs of the toothless.
That is very admirable. I'd love to lend a hand.
Welcome to Tool Time. We've got something very special to show you today. Say hello to the new Benford 6100 Toolapalooza. It saws, it sands, it welds, it grinds. It does absolutely everything.
Not everything, Al.
Huh?
Does it feed the hungry? Does it clothe the naked? Does it heal the sick?
Well, I don't know. I haven't tried all the attachments.
Well, let's see for ourselves.
Tim, this is a very powerful tool. You might want to be careful.
Al, I'm wood. What have I got to lose?
Oh, no.
It's not like you ever used it.
Well, who needs a head anyway? Real charity is but giving of yourself.
In here, Tim.
Thanks, Wilson. Al, go for the three-pointer.
I'm open.
There. Oh.
Yes!
Hello.
Hi, Benny. Yeah. You know, listen to me. If you're not doing anything on Thanksgiving, would you come over here for dinner? I really mean it. Yeah, it was my fault. I wasn't even thinking about it. Please? I mean it.
Great.
Come on over about 3 o'clock. We got extra marshmallows and the sweet potatoes. In case you got a hankering for a little bobbin. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Ooh, the table looks wonderful.
Well, thanks to the beautiful horn of plenty you brought.
Eileen and I made that in our adult ed class. Cornucopia for couples.
Oh, that's Benny. Now, just be really nice to him, but don't overdo it, you know, because we don't want him to think that we feel sorry for him. Benny! Come in. Boys! Come on downstairs. Our guest of honor has arrived.
Hey, Benny! It's good to see you!
Happy Thanksgiving!
I guess my sponge bath really paid off.
Benny, you can let go now.
Honey, the holidays are about giving. Okay, that's enough.
Hey, Benny. Happy Thanksgiving. Our extended family's all here. Good to see you.
Thanks.
Tim,
yeah.
The sweater. Either take it off or shave it.
Hi, Uncle Benny.
Hey,
happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Well, it is now that you're here.
Okay. Is everybody ready to eat?
Yeah, this is great.
All right. Boys, you're over
Come
there.
On,
huh? I'm starving. I'm sorry, did I make a faux pas?
No.
Come on, everybody.
I'm a little hungry myself.
Sit down.
Okay. Before we begin, I think that we should hold hands and give thanks. Tim?
Okay. Well, we got lots to be thankful for this year. Food on the table. A splendid array of gourds. And most of all, we share this feast with our good friend.
Excuse me. Hello? Yeah, Skipper. Keep praying. Yeah, what's the spread on the Lions game? All right. Put me down for $200 on Kansas City. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Okay, let's chow down.
Hey, a person who is destitute shouldn't be gambling.
I agree. What does that have to do with me?
Whoa. Truth is, Randy and I saw you last night at the soup kitchen.
What were you doing there?
Well, Randy's helping out. What were you doing there?
I like the soup.
You like the soup?
That's despicable. You're stealing food from the needy.
I don't steal it. I pay for it with my tax dollars.
What tax dollars? You haven't had a job in years.
Yeah, you're just a big mooch.
I let him hug me.
Hey, I don't need this. I give up my holiday to share it with you people, and this is the thanks I get?
You're blaming us for this?
If the shoe fits,
you'd probably walk out with it.
I can't believe we felt sorry for him.
Me neither. He's just a freeloading scallywag.
Scallywag? Watch your language. There's children here.
Well, does this mean we don't have to call him Uncle Benny anymore?
Doesn't matter what you call him. He's not going to be around anymore. Let's just try to forget about this, all right? Let's enjoy the meal, all right? Carrots, please.
Stuffing.
Have a little compassion. Even the lowliest creature needs a friend.
The turkey looks good.
Real charity is about giving of yourself.
I know.
I know it tastes good. Your mom cooked it. Tell you what, guys, sit still. Excuse me for a minute. I'll be right back. Glad you're still here, Benny.
That's where I go. I'd want Benny Baroni.
Why would anybody want you, Benny? You do such sleazy things sometimes.
I don't mean any harm by it. It's just my nature.
Yeah. What do you do at Christmas time? Steal something from the Salvation Army?
What would I want with a little bell?
Benny, have you ever heard the phrase, giving something back?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Well, it means taking the time to think about other people. People that are really less fortunate than you are.
I guess I shouldn't have taken soup from people who really need it.
That's right.
I shouldn't mooch off of Harry and you and every supermarket chain in the greater Detroit area.
And parts of Toledo.
I know where I'm spending my Thanksgiving. At the soup kitchen, helping out. Tell everybody in there I'm sorry for how I acted.
Hold on a minute, Benny. Before you go, why don't you have dinner with us? We'll all go down there after dinner.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Thanks, Tim. Got a heart of gold.
Yeah, knock on wood. I have a sweater just like that.
Not anymore.
Hey, Dad, we need some more turkey carved.
You came the right guy. I'm the world champion turkey carver.
Not anymore.